Hello, everyone. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. High alert for all Indian cities after a series of explosions killed dozens and wound more than 100 people. At least 26 people are confirmed dead in the 17 separate blasts. The explosions happened in western India in the city of Ahmedabad over the course of about 70 minutes. Several transportation locations were targeted, including a bus stop and a train station. The militant group Indian Mujahideen is claiming responsibility. The Senate has passed a sweeping housing rescue bill aimed at sparing some 400,000 homeowners from foreclosure. The bill also offers a temporary financial lifeline to troubled mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama is on his way home after a week-long trip to Afghanistan, Iraq, the Middle East, and Europe. Earlier today, he talked foreign policy, climate change, and the global economy with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Republican presidential candidate John McCain says he feels, quote, a little left out, end quote, by all the media coverage surrounding Obama. In a radio address, he also criticized Obama for what he calls his multiple positions on the troop surge in Iraq. All right, listen up. The FDA says to stay away from those jalapeno peppers from Mexico. It's probably also good to be careful with Mexican-grown serrano peppers as well. Those are believed to be the main culprits in the salmonella outbreak. The FDA head of food safety says all tomatoes at the market right now are okay to eat. That also goes for spicy peppers grown in the States. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.